Hello, welcome to Dailyish for Tuesday, September 8th. Feels like 5 degrees. No, it's 5 degrees. Feels like 3 degrees out there. That's the kind of reporting you get on this Not a Weather podcast. This episode of Dailyish is brought to you by FeedPress. Feed.press/Dailyish is where you can go to visit and sign up for awesome hosting and RSS analytics for your blog, for your podcast. They don't host a blog, but they host your podcast files for you. Everything you need to get submitted and sent up into iTunes so you can start podcasting ASAP, as the kids say. You can use promo code Dailyish during your checkout to try it out and sign up and get 10% off your first year of use. It's what we use here at Good Stuff for all the great files of all the great shows that we host here on Good Stuff. So definitely they work at a big scale like ours and can definitely work for your new show starting out. And maybe someday you bring it to Good Stuff and we host it and have a lot of fun podcasting together. It's also brought to you by Patreon supporters like you. If you visit patreon.com/iChris, you can check out how you can support my podcasting and stuff efforts a little more directly, and you will get, as the Patreon supporters are right now, you'll get video versions of this show sometimes, like today. Haven't done a Dailyish episode period in about a week, so thought I'd turn on the video camera and do a video version of it. It's I got a lot to pack into this episode, and I don't know, I'm going to probably get out of breath, because I know when I have a bunch of notes, I kind of just follow along and read, and all of a sudden I realize I'm deep, out of breath, and out of shape, as it were, in podcasting and talking. And so hopefully you don't hear too much of the sound from me today, but I'll do my best. 3 movies and a game, all in 10 minutes, and all from this weekend. I'll have links. I put links in the show notes to my Letterboxd profile, which is a great site for cataloging and saving and marking movies that you want to watch or have watched. And I'm a nerd that way, as far as like stats and tracking stuff like that, and curious to see when I watched a certain movie and stuff like that. And then also using it to categorize or list movies that I want to watch, because I always forget if I don't put them somewhere. It's a little easier now with like Netflix having a list and stuff, but not every movie's on there. I digress. Also, a link to my Steam profile. Steam is a way you can buy and download, and sort of a community of games. A lot of indie games are on there, but there's a lot of bigger company games, sort of major publishers as well, that are using it now. But basically allows you to sort of buy a game through a store and then install the store platform on whatever computer and just pick up your game and keep going. It's really neat, actually, really neat community on there. I only have a couple friends on there, thanks to Action J on Twitter, who a friend of mine here locally, who loaned me some of his, you can share your games through there somehow, and with your family and friends or whatever. And as long as he's not on, then I can use it for a bit. So it was kind of a way to try out some of these games, and I'll probably be talking about more of them. There's lots of like little fun $5 to $10 games on there. I'll get into that later. So the 3 movies that we watched this weekend, we don't usually plan to have like a big movie binge, but it turned out that way. The first one was that we watched actually on Friday, because it was a long weekend here. Friday night we watched Harry Potter and the Something of Something. I always forget all the movies. The Half-Blood Prince. So we've watched all the movies before, except for the last one, the very last one, which is split into two, but so it's part two. And we watched them like when we started watching them as we had kids, I think. And so often they're interrupted by feedings, burpings, going back to sleepings, and you know, that kind of stuff. So it's kind of this weird deja vu of like, I think I saw this, but I can't remember where or when exactly Harry did what, and Hermione and the whatever, and who the princes are, and the who's with who and stuff like that. So I find the movies are kind of weird that way anyways, as terms of tracking. I haven't ever read the books. I read the first one, I think, but I haven't read the books. Sue is actually reading the books, and as she finishes them, we're rewatching the movies. And so we're up to the Half-Blood Prince on the weekend is what we watched. And I love the fantasy elements of the films, and obviously the books first, but that whole idea, like a kid waking up to a whole different world of magic and wizards and witches and sort of just that fantasy element. But for me, in the movies, like, I love them and I watch them regardless, but in the movies it often feels like there's this contrived sense of secrecy. We don't want to tell people exactly what's going on. Harry doesn't get informed about something by Dumbledore or whoever, and it's kind of like it feels unnatural and an unreasonable level of secrecy about something where if they just told him, it would make a lot more sense and then he could just help them or stay out of the way or whatever it is in each movie. And it feels like that's kind of the premise of each movie where Harry stumbles across something that if they just told him about it in the first place, everything would work actually a lot better. And I understand in movies, like you need that idea of it's okay to have separation and secrecy between characters and stuff as a story element. And like I said, the movies are all kind of a blur. I haven't read the books. Probably if I read the books, which I plan to someday, I'd have better mental hooks for all the things that are going on and happening. And Sue has been telling me about stuff that's missing from the movies that just fills in more details, as often happens when books are made into movies. But anyways, enjoying rewatching that series and looking forward to finding out how it ended. We had the big spoiler or the big reveal of some intense information on Half-Blood Prince that was kind of sad, but I won't tell you what, because if you haven't seen it, you don't want to know until it happens. But Harry Potter becomes a wizard. Sorry, I spoiled it for you. Wild was this other movie we watched. Not the second one, it was actually the third one, but I'm going to come back to the second one. And it's another movie where Sue has read the book, but I haven't. It's on Netflix, at least here in Canada anyways now. So easy to pick it up and watch. I'm actually not a... I don't know why I looked outdoors. That's a nice little segue. I'm not an outdoors person at all, really. I don't really avoid sleeping in tents or anything, but I don't like seek it out a lot. It's something we want to do again with our family, go camping and stuff. And we've kind of been waiting until they're a little bit older and out of the crib phase to try it again. But and we certainly will. But I love movies like this, oddly enough, perhaps because it's so far from my reality, maybe. It's almost a fantasy thing, but the premise of the movie is I forget the main character, Cheryl, basically leaves her life, needs to kick a heroin addiction and a bad marriage, and then goes on this long hike through the on the West Coast through the Pacific Coast Trail, I think it's called, and basically goes on this journey, has no idea what she's getting into. They don't really spell it out too much in the movie, but the fact that she has completely no idea about this, never done it before, and just picks up one day basically and decides to do it, which is obviously in more detail in the book. That's not the part that interests me so much, but just the idea of, you know, going out in nature, going out for on this kind of long trek, not knowing where you're going to end up, putting your life on hold of sorts, and seeing where you land on the other side, and obviously, you know, the adventures and hijinks that happen in between. Visually the movie is really beautiful, seeing the scenery of what I assume was a lot of like Oregon and stuff out west, but we noticed in the trailer or in the credits that Quebec Film Board was thanked, so some of the scenes may have been doubled up here in Canada and Quebec for some of the scenes on the trail. So but definitely worth a watch if that's kind of thing that interests you at all. Third one I'll talk about is something that I've been wanting to watch for a while. Again, I watched the first half of it, I think almost maybe 6 months ago or whatever, and got interrupted for some reason, probably kids or something. But it's The World's End, which is a movie directed by Edgar Wright, starring Simon Pegg, Nick Frost, a whole bunch of people, Martin Freeman. British folks, that if you don't recognize them, you'd recognize them. Simon Pegg has been in Star Trek and the new Star Trek series, and I forget what else North American flicks that he's been in, but he's in the new Star Wars, apparently, but as a character. Anyways, I love Edgar Wright. I love the movie. I love Simon Pegg and Nick Frost, Martin Freeman. And I love the whole trilogy of movies. They call, jokingly, sort of the Cornetto trilogy, Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and The World's End. So I'm pretty biased when it comes to it. Like, I knew going into this I was going to like the movie, so it's hard to like say objectively that whether I would have liked it or not. But I think just like the writing, editing, production style of Edgar Wright is so good. It feels almost like two on the nose until you compare it to some modern day North American comedy films. Like there's a documentary, which I'll link to in the show notes, called How to Do Visual Comedy from Tony Zhu, I think is how you say his name, a series on Vimeo he's got called Every Frame a Painting, where he compares not just the Cornetto trilogy, but also other movies by Edgar Wright. I'm blanking on the comic book one that's sort of, anyways, you know what it is. anyways. And so I think like his movies, if you've seen a trailer for Shaun of the Dead, for example, it looks probably, if I don't remember the trailer exactly, but it probably looks a lot like a zombie movie, and people either like love or hate a zombie movie. And Hot Fuzz is a bit of a like hot cop drama mystery movie. And then World's End has some science fiction elements, but I don't know if they exposed that in the trailer or not. But all three are like, those are kind of just like story elements and wrappers for a much better story that gets told, and joke and sort of fun adventure that the main characters go on that just happens to have some, say, zombie elements or science fiction elements. And it's not like, I don't know, it's like a premise, it's a plot vehicle, I guess, or something. It's not like it's not a true zombie movie, let's say Shaun of the Dead, I don't think necessarily. It's more of a comedy with some zombie elements, if that makes sense. And it's really worth watching. Visually entertaining. The writing is really good. And acting is amazing. And yeah, just the whole package, I guess, from a comedy movie perspective, such a high bar in my mind as far as what a movie could be like, it can be like. And you don't need to watch all three in order or anything like that. There's no, like, there's certain elements and recurring gags, but those gags would probably be sort of wrapped up or caught as you watch them in any order, but it certainly doesn't hurt to watch them from Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz to The World's End if you haven't ever. So that's that. Oh, I'm way over time. Okay, quickly. Terraria is the game. So three movies in a game. Again, thanks to Action J for sharing a Steam account so I could try this out. It's kind of like Minecraft in two dimensions instead of three. It's not a new game. It's already sold 12 million copies, which is crazy awesome for like an indie game. It's about $11 on Steam. I think it's on iOS, like iPhone, iPad. It's, I think, $6 or something like that. I haven't tried it on iPhone. It has a bit of a higher learning curve to start with than Minecraft, I found, at least on the computer side. Through Steam, there's a helpful guide in the game to walk you along, but a lot of stuff happening and a lot of little icons to sort of track and figure out what's going on. Our oldest saw me playing it for about 5 minutes on the weekend and said he was dreaming by that night, but that's a little bit of his personality. But kids definitely get into it. It's kind of fun just like hacking away. It's interesting, like it's all a little older pixel style, or I don't know if it's voxel or pixel or whatever style art that for me looks like a return to, like, you know, stuff from 20 years ago almost now. And so it feels like, why would I want to play an older game when you can go forward? But actually it's tons of fun. There's a multiplayer option, which I haven't explored, but you can definitely do that on your computers where you can all play on the same world together. And I'll have more to say about it probably as I play it. And I'll include a link to my Steam profile in case anyone wants to join in. You can actually play, apparently, multiplayer over Steam and connect that way. And yeah, links in the show notes to the game on Steam, to iOS. There'll be links in the show notes to World's End, to Wild, Harry Potter, on the various platforms that you might want to watch it on. And if you do actually, by the way, if you do click one of those links, especially the iTunes ones, I get a small affiliate kickback, I guess, or whatever from that. So if you're going to buy it or whatever, or rent it, might as well click through the link to help me out. A few pennies. Okay, that's it. I went over. Apologize for going over my 10-minute self-imposed limit that you guys didn't really impose on me, but I just did. You can follow me on Twitter, iChris on Twitter. Argue with me there. Click the link to discuss this episode in the show notes and give me your thoughts on any of the movies I mentioned, the games I mentioned, the game I mentioned. You can follow Good Stuff. Good Stuff FM is the Twitter account for the network. And we've got Transmission is back with shows this week. I Guess We're Grownups Now has a new episode out this week. Show Me Your Mic doesn't, but all the other shows I think are going. So awesome. Thanks. Have a great week. We'll see you again. Hopefully, I have another episode out this week, if not more than one. Bye.